From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. Turkish authorities in Istanbul have raided the office of Zaman, the largest circulation newspaper in the country, in a crackdown on media outlets supporting political opposition. The action was linked to a government campaign against opposition journalist and opposition cleric Fethullah Gulen, who lives in exile in the United States. Protesters outside the Zaman building chanted, "Free press cannot be silenced," and waved Turkish flags. The United Nations Refugee Agency says the number of people fleeing Burundi because of violence and tension has climbed to 250,000. Spokesperson Melissa Fleming says camps are becoming overcrowded in all host countries, such as Tanzania.
We're providing supplies, tents and blankets, and we're also providing advice. We're providing with UNICEF spaces where children can go. We're very concerned about families being separated. People are traumatized.
Burundians fleeing the country almost a year ago after President Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a controversial third term, which he later won, prompting demonstrations which left hundreds dead. The United States has deployed an aircraft carrier and several escorts to the South China Sea in an apparent show of force to China. China claims almost the entire South China Sea is belonging to its territory. The U.S. is accusing Beijing of militarizing the region as it tries to contest territorial claims by other nations. A senior Afghan diplomat says he is optimistic that peace talks with the Taliban will begin within days. The Afghan ambassador to Pakistan, Hazrat Omar Zakhilwal, tells VOA there is a lot happening in the background to get the talks underway. This is VOA News. Kurdish YPG militia forces have been gaining ground north of Aleppo in Syria and are threatening to cut the main supply route from Syrian opposition-held parts of the city. Edward Uranian reports.
Arab media report that Kurdish YPG militiamen have been fighting Syrian rebel forces in and around Aleppo, threatening to cut the only rebel supply route from the city to Turkey. Nadeem Shahadi is with Tufts University's Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy. Shahadi argues that the role of the YPG worries Turkey, which has threatened to attack it if it tries to capture the border town of Azaz next to the Bab es-Salam border crossing. The Turkish military has periodically shelled YPG militiamen inside Syria. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has decided to skip a major conservative political conference just outside Washington. He was scheduled to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference today, but said on Twitter that he would not attend in favor of campaigning in Kansas, which is one of the states which holds a primary vote today. The other Republican presidential candidates are attending the meeting, and each has spoken and been questioned afterward by a journalist of the conference's choice. That is roughly believed to be the reason for his backing out. Meantime, at the CPAC conference, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson officially ended his campaign for president. The evidence gets stronger every day that Zika virus causes a serious birth defect known as microcephaly. VOA's Carol Pearson reports.
Since the Zika outbreak started in Brazil last year, more than 5,000 babies have been born with abnormally small heads and the possibility of severe developmental delays. The condition is called microcephaly. Public health experts have been baffled by this outcome. What these babies have in common is that at some time during pregnancy, their mothers had the Zika virus. Since this possible link was established, scientists have been trying to find out why and how the Zika virus affects the developing brain, and when the fetus is most vulnerable. Scientists at Johns Hopkins Medicine and Florida State University conducted a study using lab-grown human stem cells to which they added the Zika virus. The scientists from both universities are collaborating on another study to see if they can block Zika's entry into the brain. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Cuba and the European Union are close to a deal on a new bilateral agreement, improving relations that have been chilly for decades. The agreement, while not yet complete, covers politics, commerce, and aid to the country. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.